We're speaking with Father Gerald Sharkey, who is the Vice-Rector of the Pontifical Scots College here in Rome. Father Sharkey, how does the Scots College in Rome celebrate St Andrew's Day?
We already have some guests from Scotland with us. We always invite priests who are celebrating significant anniversaries to join us for our special feast day, so that some of them have arrived already. We will have solemn vespers to begin our celebrations, and tomorrow morning, or the feast day itself, we will have the college relic of St Andrew exposed for veneration and prayer throughout the day in our crypt chapel. Then, of course, we have our solemn mass during the morning, when we'll be joined by many guests from Rome, and then we will celebrate in traditional Scottish style with a festive meal.
Now, obviously, each of the seminaries has their big national feast day when they're here in Rome for the community to celebrate and to invite many guests from their own country and from the city and from elsewhere. There's the important and formal aspect of each celebration. There's also the informal and more sociable aspect of each celebration. Could you tell us a little bit about what happens in the evening at the Pontifical Scots College on St Andrew's Day?
In the evening, after our more formal celebrations, we gather in a more relaxed environment with some of our guests who remain with us for the day. And we have a quiz to celebrate over a glass of wine and some fun together as we celebrate our national feast day.
Now, on days like St Andrew's Day, does the Scots College community feel more connected to the people of Scotland? Because I do assume that the seminarians, priests and nuns in some way feel a little bit disconnected from their own home country being here in Italy.
In the modern day, with social communications and the ease of travel, it's not really that distant from our homeland, and this little corner of Scotland here in Rome feels very much part of our Scottish celebrations. But it's true that on a day like St Andrew's Day, when we're celebrating our country's Christian heritage, that we feel a little bit more closely connected in prayer and in friendship with people back at home.
Now, one of the benefits of having St Andrew as a patron saint is that he was the brother of St Peter, and so there is a lasting relationship between Scotland and the Holy See. Could you tell us about the relationship that the College and Scotland have with the Holy Father and with the Vatican?
As Scottish Catholics, we're very proud of our connection through Andrew with Peter. We have been blessed in recent years to have been visited by St John Paul II and more recently by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, and we were so blessed to have a private audience with the Holy Father Francis earlier this year. As Catholics, we are just so pleased to have our share in that unity, that Catholic unity surrounding and cemented by Francis, the successor of Peter.
And finally, on behalf of the Pontifical Scots College here in Rome, would you like to pass on a message to the people of Scotland for their national feast day tomorrow?
Our purpose here in the Scots College is to form priests for Scotland, people to go back to our country. But we also feel that it's part of our mission to pray for our country. So particularly on this day, we are praying for our country and all our people. And we hope you will also pray for us, for our work in forming priests, but also just in being our Scottish representatives here in the Eternal City of Rome.
That was Father Gerald Sharkey, the Vice-Rector of the Pontifical Scots College here in Rome. I also spoke with Archbishop Philip Tartaglia. He is the President of the Bishops' Conference of Scotland and the Archbishop of Glasgow. Your Grace, we've spoken to Father Sharkey about how the day is celebrated in Rome. How is St Andrew's Day marked in Scotland?
Well, it's a feast for the Catholic community particularly, although Scotland as a whole is aware of it. But in Scottish society, these religious holidays aren't particularly well marked. But it's certainly a feast in the Catholic calendar, and all parishes and dioceses will celebrate St Andrew's Day, and Catholic schools will celebrate St Andrew's Day. This year is very special for us in Glasgow because the cathedral is dedicated to St Andrew, and it's the 200th anniversary of the cathedral this year. So we're having quite a big celebration tomorrow in the cathedral. And it really marks the importance of the cathedral for the Archdiocese of Glasgow and for the Catholic community of West Central Scotland, because St Andrew's is really a symbol of the new life after the Reformation of the Catholic community. The Catholic Church was quite suppressed for a couple of hundred years after the Reformation, but around that the time, around the beginning of the late 18th century, beginning of the 19th century, there was quite a revival of the Catholic community in Scotland. Or St Andrew's later became a cathedral, was one of the churches which sort of symbolised that new life of the Catholic community. And, you know, it came after a dark period which probably was symbolised by the execution martyrdom of St John Ogilvie, only a few hundred yards from where St Andrew's Cathedral is located. So there's a lot of symbolism and a lot of meaning and, a lot of significance to our celebration tomorrow.
And finally, on behalf of the Bishops' Conference of Scotland, would you like to say something to the people of Scotland for the national feast tomorrow?
We are all part of the continuing story of the Catholic community in Scotland and in Glasgow. And we have to contribute in two ways, by celebrating and continuing the faith of our fathers, and also by rising to the challenges of the contemporary world and generating new life again for the faith and for the church here in Glasgow and in Scotland.
Catholics around Scotland and the world will celebrate the feast of St Andrew the Apostle tomorrow on the 30th of November. For Vatican Radio, I'm Ryan Black.